guys. You guys ready for a great call tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on, everybody. It's good to have you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun. We got a lot of people still dialing in, so I don't want to get to it. We're going to get started in just a second. We got a lot to cover tonight. As they say, we have a long way to go and a short time to get there. So that's a good thing. We got some exciting stuff going on. You guys have had some neat stuff. Paula, you said that you've been really getting out there with the e-bikes and having some really cool success, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I gave it to a prospect that I met, and I sent her the e-bike, and I talked to her yesterday, or earlier today, and she said, well, I've already gone through the second step because I wanted more information, and it said at the bottom that the next thing. And she said that she and her husband are going to come to one of the meetings either this Tuesday or next Tuesday. She's not sure which.
Right. That was nice to have a prospect telling you what they're supposed to do next, wasn't it?
It was great.
I had a long talk
with
you. Are you guys, are you guys having some good success with this up front before we get into it and tear it apart?
Yes.
Makes your life a little bit easier, doesn't it? I had a long talk with Joe Higdon this morning, actually, and he said he's sending them out, and he told me his prospects are sending them around, which was kind of cool to have prospects prospecting for you. And we're going to have a great talk tonight. We got a lot of stuff to cover. It's interesting. There are a ton more people on the call that are on the WebEx, and I suspected that because a lot of people are either traveling or in transit. So if you're out there and you didn't feel comfortable or didn't know how yet or didn't have the ability or whatever to get on the WebEx, if you could sit in front of a computer, that would be great because I can still walk you through a lot of this stuff. Part two, I will do my best to be as descriptive as possible for those who are not on the WebEx. It's kind of hard to explain some of this stuff because it's better seen than it is explained, which is why I'm going to start doing these on a regular basis quite often. I'm actually really excited about this. There's tons of people on here. I'm really fired up about this, in fact. So what we're going to cover tonight, we're going to cover prospecting using the electronic events in conjunction with the live events and the people touches and all that stuff. It's a lot of ground to cover. I'm very, very excited about it. A couple upcoming things, and there's a lot of people from I try to not have as much Texas-centric stuff on here as possible, but we have a ton of people on here from Texas, so it's kind of important to do it once in a while. And for those around the country, you're welcome to this too, but I suspect with the timing of it, the week before convention, it'll be tough to travel. But on October the 18th, which is not this Saturday but next, I'm going to do another training on these e-tools in the live environment over at the same Holiday Inn. Anybody's welcome that wants to come. It's the usual giant $5 thing, just so we can cover the room. I'll be doing that 10 to 1. We will be doing those regularly every 4 to 6 weeks or so for those of you around the country that want to come to one. Those of you guys that have attended one of those live trainings, I think you get a lot more out of it than being on the call. Is that fair to say, or is you guys that have been to the live one, do you think it's a value added to come into a phone one?
Oh, yeah, the last one was really great, Ray.
It'll make a big difference for you. But all that aside, the WebEx should make a big difference. This is the first time I've taught this on WebEx, so I'm interested to see how well you guys picked this up. It's really easy stuff. Don't get overwhelmed. First thing about IT, it's very simple stuff. All the people tell me all the time, well, I'm not very computer literate. And what that is, and forgive me if you're one of those people, don't get mad at me, but that's usually you telling me you don't want to learn. And anything you've never done for the first time, by definition, is confusing. What's the only way you get good at doing this stuff, guys? Anybody want to take a guess?
By doing it.
By getting in there and banging around. So if you've never done it before, don't tell me you're confused and you think it's hard until you've done it for a while. And then what you're going to find is as you do it, you're going to build up the competency and you're going to build up the ability to do it. Everything I'm going to show you tonight is designed to help you get over that hurdle. But the reality of it is the by far absolute best way that you can do this is by banging through it on your own. So let me change channels. Good, that's better. Anyway, guys, just having that set up front, a lot of people seem to be afraid of IT stuff. Don't be afraid of it. I'm an old software engineer. And I've got to tell you guys, I was about the least computer literate guy when I started messing with them going back like 15, 16 years ago. In fact, you know, I grew up playing all the sports and all that stuff. The last thing I ever fooled around with was a computer. And I had a really hard time my first couple months in college. And then I found just by doing it, it became second nature. So don't be afraid of this stuff. Go after it. There's nothing you're going to break on your computer. Okay? Don't be afraid of it. A lot of people are almost afraid to mess with it. There's nothing you can do to mess it up. Go on there and bang away. It's going to be okay. So having said that up front, we'll kind of get into the meat of the call right now. Very, very exciting stuff. And what my point was not that we're doing a training on October 18th, but I want to do these not only here, but around the country where our groups are, and anybody else that wants this done, we can do a seminar. We did one up at the Science at NECN. Our capabilities are growing every day with what we can do in the e-environment to reach out to your people and all that good stuff. So having said that, let's get into it. I'm very excited about it. Let me first preface it with this. E-tools do not fundamentally change what we do. They make what we already do more effective. We still meet people, we show them, we give them a preview, we sign them up. We do everything the same. We will use hard copy, we will use DVD, we will use e-tools, we will use live meetings, we will use all of it. The first thing they'll tell you when you're an engineer going through school and when you get onto the live environment is companies tend to have a lot of problems with IT when it comes in because instead of realizing it's a tool to make what they do better, they try to change everything that they do built around the tool. So I'm not telling you here we're doing anything different. We're adding to your tool chip. We're not taking away from it. We're not changing it. There's still going to be times when you do everything we've been doing up to this point. So if you see a tool in paper format, in DVD format, and in e-format, you just pick the one that fits whatever prospecting environment you're working in the best. Does that make sense, everybody, that we're not changing what we're doing, we're adding to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't want you guys confused that, oh, now we're doing everything all new. We're not. We're just doing what we've always done, and we have some additional arrows. That said, I want you guys to understand that my goal for a long time in Pathfinders, in my style of management or leadership, is always to empower people and equip them, because I believe that you guys, everybody in this call, has the ability to be a Royal Diamond. My job as an upline or as a partner of yours is to equip you to move as fast as possible and have to waste as little time as possible. I mean, you guys would all agree that your people stay in the business a lot more when they're not wasting time.
That's right.
And so what I want our people to do is if they're going to work an hour, for gosh sakes, it's going to be an effective hour. And that's what I try to do. So this entire website I'm going to show you guys tonight was designed for a very simple purpose. You know, when you guys go into – well, let me ask you this. How many of you guys, when you were new, by the time you went through your PWP, you went through MyNECN.com, you went through your distributor kit, then you banged around at all the vendor sites, you looked around at all the DVDs and stuff, how many of you guys felt like you had a flood of information, you didn't even know where to begin?
A little bit.
Well, not only that, guys, but you're talking about, to get the complete picture, you're using five or six different locations. You're ordering a DVD from here, you're ordering a brochure from NECN, it becomes difficult. What I wanted to do, first of all, and my job as a software engineer was to provide people that made decisions not with data. Data is if I put 500 pages of garbage on your desk, but to give you information, which is telling you what those 500 pages mean, and then you can make a decision. So when I started writing this website a couple of years ago, I knew what I wanted to do, but even going back in time a year or two ago, so few people had dial-up, so few people had Roadrunner, everybody had dial-up, so few people had the high-speed connections, things like video conferencing. Even 6 months ago, I didn't think it was going to be able to really be done in a wide ability. But now it is. Some things have really changed. The other thing I want you guys to know is the future of prospecting and the future of building this business is in the dimension of the e-environment being integral to it. Even if today half the people you're talking to don't have the ability to use all this stuff, let me ask you guys a question. Would you guys rather be working for the bottom 50% who have to change to get e-tools, or do you want us to keep everything in the environment where everybody, in other words, should we be where everybody is going, or should we be doing our stuff where everybody already is?
Where they're going.
Where I'm going.
You want them where they're going. So in 5 years, guys, when you meet somebody, you're not going to hand them a business card. You're going to touch your little telephone that also has your banking stuff on it, your ordering stuff on it, your credit card on it, and you're going to press a button and send them the information. You're going to have these presentations that right now we have to email or hand out the DVD. You're going to press a button, and in real time, of any video you want, you'll scroll like an iPhone, you'll zap it to them across. This is coming. It's coming now. Why do you guys think so many blockbusters and Hollywood videos around the country are shutting down? Because what's happening now is you only need one blockbuster instead of four in an area because people are zapping things with e-tools. You still need it because many, 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 many people prefer to have a hard copy, and that's cool. But we need to add this capability. This is where the market is going. So what the website is, and I've wanted to do this for a long time, I needed to figure out how, to be honest with you, is a way to give you all the information from product tools to business tools to, you know, access to how to recruit, you know, item codes, where the meetings are, the trainings are, everything within one or two clicks. So you can actually sit from home and work your business instead of having to go out all I tell you this is a home business, and then the next thing I tell you is meet me at a coffee shop, and then I say, now I'm going to drive across town to give you another video, and then I'm going to drive across town to meet you at the preview, and then I've got to meet you somewhere else for the sponsorship meeting, the only thing I'm doing at home is sleeping. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're going to do is you will still have to meet those people, but we're going to make sure that when you meet them, it's going to be value added, so you're going to be able to do a lot of those steps from home. Okay, what we're just doing is shortening your process here. It's very simple, very concise. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my desktop, and I'm going to walk you guys through this stuff. And because there's a lot of people on the line, in fact, there's a ton of people on the line right now, holy cow, you 9 or 10 on this side of the line, I need you guys, because I can't see what you see, I only see what I see. Will the 9 or 10 of you guys please tell me what either doesn't make sense, what is hard to follow, or what you can't see, so that we can speak for everybody that can't. Will you guys help me out with that?
Yes.
Sure.
Awesome. Let me go to my desktop here. Hold on one second. Right on. Can you guys all see my desktop?
Yes,
yes
I can.
How snazzy is that? Boy, that's pretty slick.
Great.
All right. You guys notice this is the Pathfinder's homepage. And
right.
I'm going to teach you tonight how to use this. And basically what all is on here. You notice two buttons. You notice the buttons across the top. I'll talk across each of them individually. And then you notice there's two new buttons. One is called Discover the Neaten Business, and the other is called Discover the Neaten Product. I purchased a URL this week. From now on, every prospecting thing you guys do is going to go to www.discoverneaten.biz. So you guys are not going to have to explain to people what Pathfinders is when you're supposed to be prospecting them for Neaten. Does that make sense?
Yay.
Hey, wow, that's great.
The other thing is, I used to have a button on this page called Discover Neaten. The problem with that is, people were just sending people in there. There's 75,000 videos, and there's business launch pages and e-tool pages and product info pages and home pages. You guys understand, if you send them in there without having some kind of a funnel, it's no different than just sending them into a website with 50 different videos.
Right.
So I've got those
websites.
Yeah, I've got those websites up there. Those are catch-all, okay? Those are catch-alls. I'll explain that in just a minute. But I'll be walking through. In fact, well, let me show you this. The Discover the Neaten Business website, if you guys take a look at this, here's where it starts out. It's got the Neaten story on it, and then it runs right down to the Discover It, Live It video. You guys will notice that all of our videos now, I've got them running in high speed, and you can click for dial-up, too. So our people that don't have high speed can also access the videos. I think that you guys like having that option on there.
Yeah.
I think it's necessary for right now anyway.
It is. And all you do to run the videos, you just press play. It's as easy as that. Now, a couple things about this. When you guys are coding video, when you're running any kind of an application, there are 4 billion different computers out there. I'm not meaning that literally, of course. But there's Macs, there's older PCs, there's newer PCs, there's different operating systems. There is no way I can make a video that will work on every platform. What we did a couple weeks ago were these videos. In fact, even when I was in Indiana, I see some of my friends from Indiana up here. When we did it up there, you would press this video out of an email. It would run out of your email. Well, the people that were on Yahoo and Gmail, the web-based emails that are basically free, don't have that capability. People weren't able to use them. What we've done now, and I'll show you in just a minute, every video is running off of a web page with an embedded video player, Windows Media Player. What that means is, the web is calling up the video player. Your computer doesn't have to have it embedded. Okay, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Because that means you don't have to have it locally on your machine. However, if you're still having problems, because some people will, some browsers will not allow you to load up a media player off the web. Down below it, if every video you have cannot view the video, press here for the latest Windows Media Player. You can install it on your local machine. That'll run no problem. Okay, so that's how they all are. So you start on this page. You've got the Neaten story, Discover It, Live It, the My Business presentation, the no comparison with Trump and Kiyosaki bumping around. You've got the Giant Awakens Neaten story. That's a full preview, of course, available. And we got that in DVD and hard copy and everything else. You can see how to order it in DVD here, okay? You've got it in an e-version here and a dial-up version here. That's all running. So if you look at this page, you've got an ABC. You've got two intro pieces. You've got a objection handling page about why to network market. You've got a full preview, and then down here you've got how the business works. Do you guys see how that's a 360-degree tour of Neaten in terms of the business?
Fantastic.
Right. That's the same, Rick, as you had on the other page, except that at at the bottom of each one, it doesn't say click here if you want to see a 10-minute ABC. Did you leave those off purposely?
This is not that page, Jackie. This is a catch-all page. Those are the e-bites. That's a different thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll get to that in just a minute.
Got it.
This page is set up because some people will not be able to use e-bites no matter what we do.
Okay, got it.
Now you guys can send somebody to discovernecan.biz/our company. If you can't get the e-bites to work, you now have a place to catch your people. Or if someone says they're really interested, you can send them in here. They can go bumping around and watch everything on their own. Do you guys understand how to use these pages?
Yep. I didn't understand that it wasn't the e-bikes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that in case somebody can't get the discovernecan.biz/our company to work, you've actually got that listed on pathfinders.biz.
Yes, if you look at the homepage up here, it's right here at the homepage, Discover the Necan Business. Now, if you guys will look down at the bottom here, it says Discover the Necan Product. However, it's also on the homepage. If you click on that, Discover the Necan Products, you're going to get this page. Sometimes we have people, have you guys ever had somebody that just wants to see our technology, doesn't really want to get all into everything?
Yep.
Well, guess what? We now have a website that does not have all the other stuff on it, completely dedicated. I'm so excited about this, I could jump out this window right now, but I would, of course, save my Bears jersey first. But this is discovernecan.biz/our product. On the first page, you have the Wellness Home DVD. When I spoke to you guys last, it ran in 3 short segments. It now runs in only 1 in high speed and dial-up. Okay, no more 3-segment videos. This is the thermographic, the 1-minute one, that runs and shows the fella's feet turning red, which is pretty slick. This is a video we've had for quite some time from the first Pathfinders Summit with people giving their testimonials, and beneath it you can see where to order it. A lot of people are not going to be able to watch videos efficiently online, so we want both the options, okay? This is not going to change the tools that we use. You guys starting to figure out here, we're not changing the tools that we use. We're just making them more available in every format.
Yeah.
That's all this is. So this is an awesome, awesome, awesome piece right here that basically runs through and shows everybody, basically it runs through its powerful product testimonials. You come down here. Go ahead.
Rick, I was just going to ask you, that was an incredibly powerful piece.
Yep.
Is that the whole thing, or is that just snippets of it?
Whole thing.
It's the whole thing? That is really cool.
Yes, and by the way, when you're watching video online, to get it to work for everybody's computers, I could not add a fast-forward or rewind feature. It'll run straight through. To get it to buffer properly, and this is kind of technical stuff, some of you guys will call me and yell at me, why can't I fast-forward? Well, because you can't. Because to do it, you would have to download the entire video to your machine. Because what fast forward does is it scans the DVD until you get it to where you want to stop. If you're buffering it 5 seconds at a time, and the reason I do that is so your computers can run it, you by nature cannot fast forward because you're holding 5 seconds of video in memory. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why you can't fast forward. You've got your My Product Flash presentation, you've got the Future Medicine by John Jackson, and then check this out. Page 2 is Product Info Tools. Okay, you've got your catalog, your Healthy Home brochure, your Far Infrared brochure, your Versatile and Magnet Technology, Sleep System, all the product studies in depth and everything right here. And then page 3 is Products Quick Reference. You've got all the QRS sheets. So basically, guys, you've got a business site and a product site that are under discovernecan.biz, and they're completely dedicated to your prospects without all the site information around it. You guys, is this going to help you guys?
It's going to be really powerful.
Right on. Well, let me continue with what we're doing here. If you take a look at the homepage, of course, we'll always have events listed here. We always have Dennis Ruth's newsletter there because they always have such awesome stuff inside of it. We have upcoming events. I'm going to be doing better about putting events up there now that I've got this behind me. This was I thought this would be a big job. I had no idea what this would entail. So a lot of you guys have been calling me over the past week, even in my own group, and saying, hey, Rick, give me a call. I haven't been very good about it. I hope you'll forgive me. Maybe when you see this, you'll understand why. I'm finally caught up because this is just about done, okay? The Sunday call page, that's what we're doing here. What you guys will find on this page is everything about who's on the call, what we do on the call. If you want to know what I'm up to, you can click on my calendar right here. We have our e-process tracking, team tracking, our Pathfinder calendar. If you click on this page, call schedule course content, this tells you what we're up to every week. Okay, every week of the program, it tells you what we're doing. As you can see, we're ready to set up a new cycle in November. So that's always there. I'm going to show you business launch last. and I'm going to show you eTools. Those are the ones I'm going to spend most of the time on. Business Tools, this has everything broken down by either Neekin or Focus on Growth, our tools partner. And you can see it's got everything laid out. It's got the basics of the process here, which I'll talk about in just a second. You run down, it's got the item codes, the brochures, and the hard copy or item codes, and where to order them. You can, like, if you wanted to place an order, you can link right in to place orders on these pages. And, you know, like, if you want to go to Focus on Growth, you just click on it, it takes it directly into Focus on Growth. So you don't have to run around and bang out on 50,000 different websites. If you take a look up here to product info, this has a lot of the information on the previous page. But I'm going to put up here, like this week, like wholesale order form and stuff like that, that I don't like you don't want a prospect seeing where to order something from a vendor. You guys understand what I mean by that, why I broke out the product info pages?
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, anything with an item code, I don't want a prospect seeing. So having said that, that's all of that. Now we're going to go bump around into the eTools, which is why you all came tonight to see what's cooking here. This is a page that's been promoted to the main line called eTools. And if you take a look at this, any WebEx meeting that we do, right now our Wednesday meeting, we did this meeting. If you click on this, okay, all you have to do is, and you'll see, you'll type in password freedom usually, but I already did it obviously because I'm on the call. You can see what we're doing, and it tells you how to be a part of the meetings if it's there. And remember, the password is always freedom. Anything you want to know what we're doing on the web that is specific to Pathfinder is right there, the eTools, underneath the WebEx meeting schedule. Now, down here is our friendly neighborhood Evites. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about using for a little bit. And if you talk about, let me go back and show you the process one more time. Sorry, I'm jumping around a little bit. This is basically how we're meeting people. You have step one, which is contact, and that's meeting somebody, of course. It could be 30 seconds. You've got step two, which is an ABC, which is like the back of a movie box. You know, you turn it over and read the back. It tells you what it's all about. Step three is the preview. And then if you notice, we sponsor somebody. And sponsoring somebody means they have an application put in. And then a business partner is they've actually been sponsored and taught and trained. So just because somebody signed up doesn't mean they've been sponsored as a business partner yet. So that's the basics of the process. So everything in our prospecting tools, even if you look on this page, it's got step one. You can see up there step two, step three. It's all broken down. It's broken down into these steps. So when you go to these eTools, you see the eVites. And what these eVites are is a way to put that information in people's hands. All the videos, everything that we have, all the information for Neekin in the meetings is contained in one of these eVites. And I'm going to show you how to use it in just a second. But if you want to know the shorthand version, if you take a look, I added this on Friday. If you want to know how to use eVites, we have a section called How to Use eVites. And all you do is follow these eight simple steps. You set up your folder and your email titled eVites. You select it. They're in Microsoft Word format. You don't need to save it. Just open it. I'll walk you through it in just a minute. Some people out there don't have access to Microsoft Word. I would imagine some of you guys don't, so this is what I did on Friday, too. Now you can come in here and get the eVites actually from the web, and all you would have to do is just cut and paste it and put it right in your email. So for our friends that don't have Word, every eVite is right here on this page. All you have to do is just grab the text. All right, are you guys clear on why this is here?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you're just out running around, and you can't open Microsoft Word, you guys realize that if you come to eVites and then you click on this page right here, if you click on where it says that, right, pathfinders.biz, you can actually hit right here and it will go straight to the web page. So you don't have to send out the eVites. See what I mean? It's right there, every bit of it. So the bottom line, everybody, is, you know, let's say you want to go to the 5-minute video. You don't have to mail an eVite. You could just click it direct, like if you're at a coffee shop or something. You wouldn't have to take the time to send the eVite. Does that make sense? They're all direct links.
Yep. Yeah.
So they're not only in there for eVites for people that can't run them, that cannot run the Microsoft Word, but it's running slower than heck because I got so much stuff open right now. But every one of these eVites has a direct link. So if worst comes to worst, you've got your business page, you've got your product page, you have the direct link to the videos here in case you can't access an eVite. So nobody on this call should not be able to send an eVite at this point, because you've got the Microsoft Word version, you've got the direct links either way. And you've got go ahead.
On that one right here, if you pull up the direct link, say, like you said, say you're out and about and you just want to, you know, click that link directly, at the bottom of that link, does it have the next step also like your new eVites does?
No, I'll show you that in just a minute. This one will. See, I'll check 5 minutes out. I'm going to show you guys that in a minute. See how it says the next step?
I like that. So in other words, even if you're out and about and you want to do that, you can just go to the, if the guy, if whoever you're talking to says, well, show me some more.
Yep.
You can go ahead and go to the next step.
Anything with step on it will have the next phase at the bottom of it. I'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. So bear with me, but that's there. That's what Paula was talking about, that one of her prospects said, hey, I'll just go to the next step. Now, if you look down here, here's the actual e-bytes that are in Word format. Now, remember, you can use them in either direction. These just have more graphics. If you guys are finding that the graphic, and by the way, everything I'm telling you right now is contained in these 8 steps. So if you're finding that these graphics are not working, these are designed for people that can use the graphics. It's obviously better to have pretty pictures, but the e-byte will work just the same if you don't. Okay, I'll talk some more about that, some other things about that in just a minute. But all you have to do to get an e-byte, it's real simple. Let's say you want to meet somebody and you just squared away with them. You go 11-minute discover it, live it. All you would do is come down where it says e-byte, click here, and guess what you do? Anybody want to guess?
Click
here. You don't have to save it. You don't have to save. Just hit open. There's no reason to save it. I'm going to show you that in just a second. As soon as this probably can take forever to open because this thing is jammed. All right, there we go. Okay. Then all you do is you have one of two ways to do it. You either left click here and select everything, okay, and then you right click and hit copy, okay? That's all you have to do. Or the same thing is done by coming up here to edit, select all, edit, copy. Everybody clear on that?
Yeah.
And then you go over to your email. You click open or compose, whatever. You right click, and then what am I going to hit, guys?
Paste.
And then look, it's all right there. And all I would have to do is go to my contact info. I would put Rick and Paige Murphy, okay? And up here in the subject line, what I would put is I want to put something descriptive. Nikan 5 minute intro, okay? And then I'm going to send it away, all right? I'm going to mail it to myself. Why am I going to send it to myself? Because I don't want to cut and paste every time. So I'm going to show you what I did in just a second, okay? Now, if I was the
prompt, can I interject something?
You can interject up to 3 things with the volume you're doing.
Up to 3 things? Okay. On that Yahoo that we were talking about,
yes.
That kicks it back into spam,
yes.
I found that if you put you're invited in the subject line, it goes straight to the inbox. So if
good.
Anybody
that,
else...
That is a great... Carrie from Chicago. Rhonda, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. And Carrie's actually online, too.
Share that again, Steve.
I was having a problem with the e-vites. I had the just regular 5-minute e-vite, you know, in the subject line, and I couldn't get it to go through and onto the inbox. Onto Yahoo accounts, and it kept kicking it back into spam, into their spam folder. Played around with it, and Rick and I played around with it, and Cowboy and I played around with it, and we finally figured out that if you change the subject line to where it doesn't have some keywords that Yahoo will pick up on as spam, then it will go through. And I've just found that typing you're invited or the info you requested, you know, into the subject line, it'll go to the inbox.
What happens if you put the word Nikan in it? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
There's so many variables. The problem you guys have here, and I don't want to get too deep into this conversation because here's the reason why. What email server you on, what email you have, who you're sending the email to, how many emails you've sent in the past, all of those things determine whether or not spam happens or not.
Well, there are different filters.
Yeah, so the point being, guys, there's no way to tell. I can put it to you this way. Half the things I get from Nikan Corporate go into my spam box in AOL, and I don't know why.
I'll tell you why, Rick. A lot of times, one of the main keywords is opportunity.
Well, and I don't have that word in any one of these e-bytes either.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying things, words like opportunity, free, things of that have a tendency
or
to
our business.
Well, the bottom line is like I said, some people, I'm on AOL, and I pay $29 a month for it, which I can't stand. The only reason I use AOL is because I've got about 10,000 people on the Pathfinder's mailing list. It's the only email that will handle that. I have clearance from AOL. I had to go through all this paperwork. But AOL, one of the benefits of it, guys, is because I'm paying for it, they consider me pre-screened. I don't get into the spam boxes. If you guys are using Yahoo or Gmail or something, you know, you're going to send out a lot of e-bytes. You may want to consider spending a few bucks a month and getting an email address with a recognized company, because take a guess. Do you guys think the pay email companies or the free email companies get most of the spammers?
Free.
So you guys may have to spend 10 bucks a month and get on some provider if you're going to send out a lot of these. You know what's interesting? I've seen some people have trouble with spam, some people haven't, and they're both on Yahoo. And I, for the life of me, cannot figure it out. However, let me say this. Everything that we have, if you guys notice, is not only Evite-driven. We have web pages. We have Evites, we have web pages, and we have direct links. There are multiple ways to get that information out to people. You see why I've done triple redundancy on this stuff?
Yeah.
Everything is done triple redundant. Okay? So if you can't get the email, and you know, worst case scenario, tell them it might be going to your spam box.
Yeah, that's what I told a couple of them.
I'll tell you right now, I got my Bank of America statement this week in my spam box.
Yeah.
So it's a big mystery, and nobody really knows. And the other thing is they change the filters all the time. So because the spammers change all the time. So the bottom line is, guys, we have triple redundancy. Here's the tough thing about it. If you call, they don't get it. They look in your spam box.
Yeah, there you go. If they're interested.
Yeah, it's not that tough. And the other thing is I don't want you guys sending out 500 emails. I did not create these Evites so you guys could go out and send 36,000 emails to blind lists. Yeah. We're still meeting people. We're prospecting. We're recruiting. We're doing everything we've always done. In fact, I'm never going to put those automatic things on the back of the email saying 20 people have opened your email. One of the most important things, and let me tell you something. Network marketing companies that have gone completely e-tools driven with people getting lists and flooding out emails have absolutely across the board unequivocally tanked. What we're doing is we're taking these e-tools. I want you to call people afterwards and build relationships. We're going to bring them to meetings where they meet people and touch products. So what we're doing is we're just shortening your process. Okay? So you're going to have less problem with the spam issue if you're sending them to one or two at a time. Don't get hung up thinking spam means you're doing something wrong or your prospect's going to think that.
No.
Everything goes into spam nowadays. It's just one of those things.
We're doing basically the best of two worlds. We not only have high tech, which saves us time and is more efficient, but we also want to have the high touch because, well, Nikan, as we've always said and you've said, is the relationships.
Yes. Let me drive forward here. When this email comes to your prospect, it's going to come looking basically like this. All they have to do is just click on it. When you open this crazy thing up, check this out. It's going to go to the web page, the Nikan Discover It, Live It. They can watch the video, and then at the bottom, this is what I'm so excited about. Once they've watched the Discover It, Live It, they can come down there and say the next step. Click here for a 10-minute presentation of Nikan Career. When they click here, it goes to the 10-minute AVC. Isn't that cool, you guys?
That is very cool.
And then they can watch that, and look what happens at the bottom, the next step wellness preview. Says this is where we give the full picture of what we do and how we do it. If possible, a live one in your area is best. You can meet the team and see the product live. Until you can attend one, we have several options for you. We have a WebEx preview, which is set up every Wednesday night. You just download the doggone Evite, and guess what? It tells them where to go for the WebEx. Pretty easy?
Yep.
Hope I don't. Oh, then let me back up. Trying to figure out what to do. Or they can watch it online. Giant Awakens the Nikan Story. There it is. Watch the preview right there online. Your people can go all the way through the process. Now, look at this. Come down to the bottom. If they've watched it, they want to learn about our products, guess what they're going to click? Take them right into the Our Products website where they can check them all out. You see how our prospect can do everything now, guys?
Yeah.
That is really cool.
And then when you come down here, the next step, you've now seen the complete picture, and it's time to decide to begin. It's easy to begin. We have a complete education and training program. Talk to the person who shared this with you and fill out an application. I'm going to show you something about that in a minute. It'll take less than 5 minutes. Then go to Business Launch. Take a wild guess what's on that page. You download the Business Launch brochure, and you can either watch or order the DVD, depending. It's right there. And then you do your sponsorship meeting. Guys, you could send one email, and your prospect could drive themselves all the way through the entire process.
Three steps, and it's all automated.
It is. Now, I'm not saying you want to do that necessarily, but I'm saying you can. And, Paula, this just happened to you this week.
Yeah, absolutely. already went to the second one. I hope it's okay. And I said, sure, that's great.
Yes, it's very fine, thank you.
Yes.
Now,
but I think what you're doing, is you're getting people, you're like building another road. You've had the way we've done it in the past, and now you have a more modern way to do it, but you can still do it either way, and the basic thing doesn't change, just what the tools we use to get there change.
Yes. Instead of you having to drive across town to get that second step, you're going to, your prospect asked you where the preview is.
Right.
Right,
okay.
Is that basically what happened?
Yeah, they said, I'm going to get my husband to come with me, and I don't know if it's this Tuesday or next Tuesday, but I'll get back with you.
Now, let me do this
and
again.
I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah, that made your life a little easier, didn't it? Let me do the next one here. If I wanted to do the ABC e-bike, guys, what would I do?
Click
here. Okay, then I would hit what?
Open.
And then what would I do once I got here?
Copy and paste.
Edit. What do I do before I copy and paste, though? Select all, right?
All.
And then I'm going to hit edit, copy. And then I just backspace to go back to the web page. I just hit back. Then I go over here. I've opened the email. What do I do over here?
Paste.
Right click, paste.
Edit, paste. Oh, I got to put it in there first. Edit, paste.
And put your contact info.
Don't forget your contact info, right?
Right.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, jeez. Such a subscriber. All right. Then I'm going to put in here Nikan info. I always put something that's descriptive in there if I can. So that even if it goes to spam, it'll say Nikan info and it's easy to find.
Right.
Okay? And then I'm going to send it again. What's going on there? Oh, I pasted all that stuff in there. That's what I'm looking at all that. That's where it went.
Yeah,
I did all that right. Today too, and it put the whole silly e-bite in the send
right.
to thing.
Now, here's what I'm doing. Notice I emailed those like it was a prospect, but I really sent them to myself. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to mail it from me to me because this is the way I've got this set up. I created a folder called Nikan Evites, and then instead of having to cut and paste every time, I did it once. All I'm going to do is, if you said to me, hey, I'm ready to start my business and launch it, I would say, okay, select the appropriate Evite. There it is, business launch, and I'm going to say forward to, pretend like this is the prospect, and I'm going to say welcome to the team, you know, something silly. My ID number is, sorry to type, but I'm trying to be fast, is on the email. Fill out the application, fax it in, and follow the simple instructions on the launch page. That's not what I would write, but you guys get the idea. So I'm going to send it. Now, pretend like I'm the prospect. I'm sitting at home. I go to my email, minding my own business. And there it is. The email is right there in their inbox. And all they have to do to go to business launch is click here. Goes right to the business launch page. And see what I included in the email? Download. It already exists. Thank you. Open file. I've got an application in there.
Oh, neat.
See? All I had to do is just attach it, and then see what I did was, down at the bottom, this time I not only put my contact info, I put my ID number.
Right.
You guys see how that works?
That'll work.
Yeah, now it's easy to sign somebody up online. I don't necessarily think you need to do this, but it's a good way for people at a distance or if you're not going to talk to somebody for a couple days where they can fill it out themselves and send it in.
Right.
And probably what I would do, I did this really fast tonight, I would put up here, my ID number is 04278-3900. Here, and by the way, you're all welcome to use that anytime for sponsoring. for the purposes of this training for the next couple weeks, if you guys want to, I'm fine with it. And then all you have to do is fax it in and watch it. And then so then when they come to the business launch page, first thing to do is they download the brochure. It's all right there. In the words of John Madden, boom, there it is.
Boom.
Okay.
Man.
They've got that. They just download it and go with it. And then they come down here. They either get the DVD or they can just sit here and watch the stupid thing. And basically, then you're ready for the sponsorship meeting. That's all you have to do. Easy as pie. And like I said, I've got every Evite in here now. Set up a folder where no matter what Evite, if somebody says to me, tell me how the business works, I'm going to come in here, how the business works by Dennis Williams. I'm going to forward it out. If somebody says to me, you know, I'd like to know an in-depth look at our product, boom, Future of Medicine, Dr. John Jackson, I'm going to forward it out. If somebody says, I just met you today, I'd say, tonight when you get home, it's going to be in your inbox. I would say, here's a five-minute story. I would forward it. You know what I'm saying? And I would put something nice, you know, nice to see you today. Send it out. So, see, even though it's an email you forwarded, it's personalized.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does is it saves you from having to go in and cut and paste every time. If you go in and cut and paste once, that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do.
Easy.
Yeah. In fact, it's easy peasy and it's lemon squeezy, Ron. It's all of them. My little boy always says that. So that's basically it. And if you scroll down, all of the Evites are here. And, you know, for everything, if you want someone to go to the My Products webpage, you know, the business site, you want them to check everything out, you just download that. You want them to go down to the My Product site, you want them to see everything, you just download that. And everything on here that has an e-link also has a direct link. By the way, just to show you, if I can't open up Word and I want to do it, you just come in here, you select it, you copy it. It's just the same as before. I'm just going to show you it works just the same. All right. I'm going to send it. All right, now check it out. When you this is the one from the web. It does the exact same thing. So you guys see there's no difference in the e-bytes other than the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is the exact same thing. Oh, that's the My Business one. I'm sorry. But you guys get the idea that no matter which is, don't feel like if you're using these e-bytes on this page, they're somehow less, you know, less effective than the other ones. They're not. Just if you can use the ones with graphics, good. And by the way, if you guys email out one of these e-bytes and your people can't see the graphics, the way I had them before, the video link was in the picture. Now, even if the link doesn't work, let's say the link isn't working in their email, they can still do like this. They can just cut and paste the link. They can go to the web page, put it up there. It'll go right to the web page. You see how that works? Even if the email does not work with the link, they can still cut and paste the link.
Right.
Yes.
So you guys shouldn't have any problems with that either. So basically everything is here. And, you know, when you meet people, it'd be as simple as this. Hey, it was great to, you know, meet somebody out just like I always have. You know, I'd love to share with you what we're up to. I'd love to hear what you're doing, Rick. Okay, when you get home tonight, I'll have something in your inbox. Just check it out. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes. If you like it, I'll give you a holler tomorrow. If you want to go forward, there's other stuff you can look at, too. That's kind of up to you. And then I would call tomorrow just like if I gave them a DVD. And I would say, hey, what do you think? Does it look like something that's up your alley? I still want those touch points. Now, by the way, if somebody has seen Discover It, Live It, and they've seen the ABC Evite, do you guys understand now that your live meetings and your live previews become infinitely more important because that's where we meet people, touch stuff, and get the personal face on it because we'll never be humans being more sitting behind a computer.
That's right.
So what I want you guys to understand is convention, rhythm events, trainings, previews, in-homes, those things are so important, but what I'm telling you is, look, if you invite someone to a preview off the street, in 60 minutes, they've got to meet everybody, take everything in, learn about something completely new, and make a decision in 60 minutes. Do you guys understand that's why people are not signing up at your previews?
That's too much.
Do you guys agree that's a lot to do in 60 minutes?
Way too much.
Well, how about this? By the time people come to the preview, they've already been prepped. They already know what's going on. So instead of sitting there knowing nothing, they're there relaxed, meeting people, and getting their final questions answered. What do you guys think would happen to your sign-up ratio?
The driving process.
Yeah, and then by the way, ... for the people that are at a distance that can't make it to a preview, you can see every product thing, every business thing, everything. It's all on here. Everything.
Well, and if somebody's going to a preview and hasn't seen something at all anyway, that's a huge mistake.
Well, the rate of people coming, I can't tell you how many times through the years I've heard, I got five people coming tonight. And no matter how many times I teach the process, They met him and invited him straight to the preview like Quick Draw McGraw. Well, take a wild guess what the show-up rate is for that.
Yeah, or the sponsoring rate.
It's
too overwhelming for people to do that.
Yeah, and even if you do sponsor them, you usually get someone that doesn't buy anything.
Right.
They sign up and they're a direct.
Yeah.
So what we're getting here is better product. By the way, guys, if you sent somebody home from a preview, you could put a DVD in their hand, you could put a brochure in their hand, and let's say they watch that DVD. Instead of having to wait 5 days to give them another one, you can just send them right into whatever they want.
Well, and the purpose of a preview anyway is the intent is to close them, I don't like that word, as opposed to introduce them.
Yes.
Because if they're introduced at a preview, then you've got the whole process to go through again. Then they're going to have to come to another preview.
They are, and you're very correct. Let me say this, too. I get people that tell me they need to know everything to build this business. You don't. You need to know where everything is.
Right.
You don't need to be an expert. You're an expert now by proxy. The other thing is, you know, if you're a big, high-dollar CEO or if you're someone that works behind a cash register somewhere, these tools are a great equalizer. You don't have to change what you do for CEOs. Guys, I got probably 10 CEOs in my business. When people say, well, you know, do you recruit CEOs differently than anybody else? That starts with the assumption that CEOs are all the same type of person. It's been my experience. Well, I've got CEOs in my group that, well, Liz Coker is one of the most successful people in the country, grew up in Tennessee. She is so non. She lives in a beautiful house, all the success you could imagine, one of the most non-assuming, kind, generous people you'd ever meet. Now, what should I paint her in the same brush with the executives from Bear Stearns who could care less if other people live or die?
No.
So when you're saying CEOs, what exactly does that mean? When you're saying doctors, what exactly does that mean? You listen to John Jackson and his heart and his passion. Is he like somebody at Johns Hopkins that tells you your magnets don't work?
No.
You know, there is no career that's a personality type. You know, Joe Higdon, multi successful, you know, worth a tremendous amount of income from a highly successful life. We walked in and you know what attracted Joe? We walked in blue jeans and we're laid back. Now you tell me how I could teach that in a training. Because if I were to tell you treat Joe differently than anybody else, he wouldn't be in our group. If I would have walked in there looking corporate, Joe would not have come to the preview. So understand, guys, don't worry about personality types and all that stuff. That's where you're building relationships. This information is not dependent on a personality type. Look, Niken is what it is. It is what it is. It's a wellness company. We work from home. We got products that change people's lives. You can make a lot of money. I don't care if you're a supporter or a promoter. It's in 37 countries on 5 continents. We've done billions in sales. It is what it is, what it is. How you meet people, how you approach people, how you build relationships is style. The fact that Niken's in 30, look, that 5-minute Niken story, how many of you guys have figured out that that's the 5-minute Niken story? Now, if I've got someone that's a CEO with an iron fist, or I've got someone that digs ditches for $4 an hour. Is there a different Niken story, or am I missing something here?
What are you saying?
It's the Niken story.
Story.
I mean, discover it, live it. Hey, guess what? Whether you're a billionaire or whether you're a ditch digger, when you watch the video, guess what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to discover it and then live it. I am so free from worrying who needs what and what specific tool for who. I'll tell you what, guys, that's the way to grow really slow. Have very powerful tools that say who we are and know how to use them, and it will attract the people that have the knack. Do you know why Liz and Joe are a part of Niken? Because they've got big hearts. They want to help people and do something great. That wasn't dependent on their career. That was dependent on the person. Why do we have people that have never earned any? You know, we've got 50-year-olds that have never earned more than 30 grand a year, and the reason they're in Niken is because they want to earn 30 grand a month. What made a 50-year-old who's never done squat in their life all of a sudden want to be a millionaire? Anybody want to take a guess?
So they know they can.
Because they saw a vehicle that can get them there.
Right.
That is there a different Niken story that I should tell them? Or how about just the one that is what it is? How about the real story?
Well,
my take on Niken is this. It's like being Catholic. If you were to ask me, hey, tell me about Catholic Church. If I sent you to Catholic Mass in Philadelphia and you said you didn't like it, I probably wouldn't say, well, maybe you should try it in Atlanta. It's pretty much the show is the show, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
When it comes to prospecting, the show is the show. These tools have the intro to the business, the how the business works, the full preview, the testimonials, the how the business works when you're in the business, has the medical look, you know, the look from a medical perspective. We've got live previews. We've got e-previews. We've got video previews on DVD. We have a healthy home overview. We have product brochures and manuals. Everything you want to know is on this website. Everything they're going to need to get in every possible format in front of their face. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's a simple process. If you start right here, and I'll pop this open, and you start with either Discover It, Live It, or the 5-minute story, and they start right here, and they click through it, okay, I've seen what Niken's all about, let me learn more. You bang right there. Then they're going to watch a 10-minute quick intro, and guess what they're going to learn? They're going to learn more about it. Whoops, sorry, I went the wrong way. They're going to learn more about it. They're going to watch that. And then they're going to pick, do I want to come to one live? Do I want to watch it live on Wednesday? Do I want to watch it here? Or are you going to drop me off a DVD because I can't come and I can't watch it here? It's the same preview in many forms. It's like the, it's not like that, but it's similar. The preview here, the live, the online, the DVD, we need to have like a council of nice or something where we all figure out that they're all the same. They're equal but different. with the Trinity, this is the Trinity of preview. It's the same show in different formats. And when they've seen the ABC, they just get a preview. It's as simple as that. And then from here, what do you want to know? You want to know about the product. And then from there, it's real simple. You want to launch your business. And so there's a flow to this. I want you guys to understand the flow. It goes from some info to full info, and it ends up here being launched, okay? And once they're launched, then they're plugged into the program where we teach them what to do every month. As they learn how to make their goals, we teach them how to prospect and recruit and sponsor and all the things that we do. This is the long term. So they start with that intro, and they end up here. So there's a womb to the tomb, so to speak, here, the way this thing is laid out. So I hope you guys see it's pretty exciting stuff. There's a lot we can do. And the bottom line here is the sky's the limit. Everything's at your fingertips. Everything. So what I would do if I was you guys is this. I would come into Evite right here, and I would set up your library like this, manage mail, and I would get yourself a Niken Evite, set it up. And once this is set up, when you meet people, at the end of the day, if you've met, and let me ask you this, if you guys did a booth, or if you met 10 people today, or if you met 3, how easy would it be to get home at night, you've got your list of people, open it up, and you send out your 10 Evites, then you go hang out with your family. Do you guys think that could cut your business time down?
That would be great.
Okay, so here's what you do. You give me one night a week for a live preview. You give at least one Saturday month to your training, like the thing we're going to do October the 18th. That's for building your team and your business. And then the third thing you do is make contacts every day and get people in touch with stuff. And then you know where your live previews are, your quarterlies, your conventions. You know where your web previews are. And you use all of these Evites here, all of them, for one very simple reason, to move people from this into a live event. You move them from the list to the event. Look, prospecting is passive. The active thing is when somebody comes out somewhere. And if they're at a distance, you can't do that. The action is a little bit different. But by the way, if you guys had somebody in Timbuktu right now and you were working with them, you guys realize now you can build a business anywhere. You know, the personal touch is critical. Where you're going to do the personal touch is the difference is on the phone. You're gonna spend time with them talking and stuff, you know, or you're gonna go see them and help them get their business started. But point being, even your newest person now, if you arm them with this library, do you guys think this takes somebody with almost no Niken information, and it makes them a prospecting expert in about 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what else it does? It takes a mom of 3 who's worked all day. She puts her kids to bed, manages her 10 contacts, and she's in bed 10 minutes later. I think a lot more people would join Niken. A lot more people would join Niken if they didn't have to put 60 hours a week into it for one sign up every 30 days. people would do knee can if they thought they could do it. Don't think for 1 minute that when you use good quality infrastructure to attract people, that they're not seeing, hey, I could do this too. I was talking to Joe Higdon today. He sent out a bunch of the knee can store and Discover Knee Can, that Discover at Livet. He said his prospects were already sending them to their friends saying, look how cool this is. Not just how cool knee can is, but look how cool it is doing a business this way. I never anticipated that would happen. Do you guys realize they're not just saying knee can is cool? They were actually sending out the e-bite saying, look how cool this business is, like it was a neat way to do business. When was the last time anybody made that accusation about knee can? You know, the impression is you've got to lug 800 pounds of equipment on the back of a mule, meet me three times, and then set up a hotel room, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, by the time you load your demo pack up to go roll somebody's back, correct me if I'm wrong, you need a string of donkeys. You know what I'm saying? You got to be like Mad Jack and Number 7.
I get you a flatbed.
You do. You got to, you know, you... But I mean, I'm making a joke out of this. Of course, it's not that hard. But, guys, if you come rolling in there with 800 pounds of equipment and you've met them three times out of the house and they haven't even come to a preview yet, what do you think you're telling your prospect?
And it's hard.
Sure.
It is, too.
Yes. Everything we do when we prospect, we're being watched. Not only, and keep this in mind, they're not only evaluating whether they want to do knee kin, they're evaluating how we do knee kin.
Yeah. They have to duplicate it.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. This is the first time I've ever done this. Was this helpful, first of all? And don't softball answer me. Tell me the truth. Are you guys digging it? Does this make sense?
Yeah. Oh, no,
yeah.
It helps to see it at the same time as to hear it.
It does. It makes a really, really big difference. Makes a real. Oh, I just got a question. Yeah. This. Holy cow! I got like 20 pages of chat stuff. This is the one at the bottom. Let me ask these. Sandy Mellon. By the way, Sandy, give me a call tomorrow. You're in Colorado. I'm finally free where I can get caught up now. I was trying to do this. Give me a call tomorrow sometime. We'll talk. I really want to help you. Can the e-bites be saved in my computer so I don't have Wi-Fi service? I can still show it to someone from Documents without the Internet. Yes, absolutely. Instead of hitting open with the Word document, just hit save. I did not. Guys, I have not copyrighted or right protected anything on this website other than the Pathfinder-specific material. You guys can take the e-bites and, you know, put smiley faces on for all I care. Nothing on here is protected. Just save them to your computer. So, yes. The other thing is Bill and Joe Dickoff. Hey, guys, how are you guys doing? Joe Dickoff, good to hear your voice. When is it appropriate to send them to our NECAN website so they can join my team? The same as you would have done it before. Whenever anybody says, gee whiz, I'd like to do this business, I'd like to look at it, or you say, are you ready to get started? Usually I would do that after a step three, meaning if you take a look at the process over here on this page, under business tools, let me scroll down. It's running slower than heck right now because I got so many windows open and, oh, my computer didn't freeze. Did it? You guys still see it? Oh, there it is. Okay. All right.
No.
You open this up. It's moving slower than molasses right now. All right, there we go. If you see this, you contact them, show them a little information.
Rick, I'm sorry, guys.
That's why I was running so hard. I forgot to do that. Let me go back to desktop. Sorry, everybody.
There we go.
Pardon my not experienced host stuff here yet. If you see step one and then step two and then step three, where do you guys recommend that she sign somebody up?
Probably a sponsor wellness consultant.
Yeah, and just remember, guys, when you see a snake, don't appoint a committee on snakes. Just kill the snake. At the time when it seems right to sign them up, do that. Very simple. I just got another question. Linda Nurse asked, they're not here referring people to a personal website. I think you're talking to your NECAN PWP. I use my PWP when I want someone to get to know me a little bit. I generally don't send a prospect in to look. There's so many buttons. They can order stuff. They can sign up. I have found it's better to put one good piece of information in front of a prospect at a time than it is to say go in there and look at 30. That doesn't mean I'm right. We're finding it's a whole lot more effective. To do it that way. Those of you guys that have used the PWP, have you found that prospects get lost?
Yes.
Absolutely. I got lost.
I did too. So what I'm saying is we basically have taken the tools off that and made it better. I got got another question. From Wendy to host. I guess I'm host. Thank you. Would you recommend using Nikan email system instead of AOL? Yeah, sure. I just use AOL because I'm stuck on it. Any one of you guys can use any email. In fact, Robin and Daryl, I believe, Heckendorf, used the Nikan email a lot. I would if I didn't have all these crazy email lists that I've got to manage for Pathfinders. I had to show you guys this sometime. There's like, I won't do it right now. There's like 10,000 people on that mailing list. I'm stuck with AOL. But the bottom line is you can use any place you want to set up a mail folder. Remember, if you guys forget, let me go back to full screen here now that I'm adept. If you guys take a look here at Business Tools, and you can't remember how to do this, just go up to Echo Tango up here, eTools, and just scroll down, and there's an 8-step process, how to use Evite. Where do you guys think you ought to go if you want to know how to use Evite? Anybody want to guess?
Probably to...
How to use Evite.
Yeah, right. And if you have problems, ask around, get good at it. But I really wrote this at length. I put 8 steps in. That should be pretty good. If you're having problems, don't worry about it. We're going to do these calls a lot. I'm kind of digging this. I can take questions with this chat thing. I've never known how to use this before. It's kind of slick. All right, Karen Frost. Karen's watching and listening. It's great. Well, that makes me happy. What about signing them up on your PWP? That's a great question. That's fine, too. You can absolutely send them there. What I would do is I would go like this. All right. Let me go to the Evite. I would go to – can you guys see my desktop?
Yeah.
Cool, and the gang. Okay, welcome to the team. Forward, I would put welcome to the team. I'm not going to type. It's great to have you on board, all that stuff. Go to www.mynikan.net. Doggone it. I'm trying to go fast. /R Murphy. And then go to live it, become a consultant. Jeez. This is hard to do. Everybody eyeballing me on this video. I keep looking at myself in this little video thing, too. I'm creeping myself out. Become a consultant. And then I would send it in. Oh, I would also put my ID number. Forgive me. Okay. And then they open it up. They would just go right to, oh, geez. Let me do that again. I want to do this right. All right, I'm going to slow down. Everybody keeps looking at me on this webcam. It's creeping me out here. All right. All right. Go to www.mynikan.net/RPHY. Then I would put, you know, the rest, 0427830900. And then I would put go to live it and all that stuff. Now, check this out. When I send it, just so you guys know, your email usually is going to put a hyperlink in there. Almost all emails do, which means when I go there, I'm going to open it. Look what it's going to do. It'll take you right to your PWP.
Just click on it. Thank you for that.
If it would ever open up, because I got so many windows open right now. But you guys get the idea. Yeah, there it is. You can go right in there. And then they would just go right where I told them. Go to live it, become a consultant. So you guys see, you definitely want to have a PWP because it allows you to sign people up in real time anywhere.
Yep.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is everybody pretty clear on this?
Okay.
Right on. Anybody have any questions about this stuff right now? I think, am I back to the regular screen now?
Yes.
Right on. Anybody have any other questions or thoughts?
I don't have a question, but one of the things that I wanted to point out and I thought was really cool was the fact that you've got everything broken down, all the tools and the Evite's broken down step 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
So you know which ones to use when, at what point.
Yeah, and that's easy too. And the other thing, how do you really get good at using this stuff, guys? Anybody want to take a gander?
Use it.
Just by using it. It really
is. Don't be afraid of it.
You just got, I'll tell you guys right now, you're going to see a wave when you figure out how to use this stuff. It will be like the gate opening up with the number of let me ask you this. If you're doing it old school and meeting people, if you're a diamond, I see a bunch of diamonds on the call. When you're riding around in the car with one person, what's the most people you can see in a day? 5? And if you're with one person all day, doesn't that mean you're not with your other 500 people?
Yeah.
See, with this, instead of going to see 5 people to see it, well, let me ask you this. If you're meeting somebody at a coffee shop to see if they want to come to a preview, I'm not that smart, but isn't that having a meeting to see if people want to come to another meeting?
Yep.
I used to joke about that when I was in corporate, saying we're having a meeting about the meeting regarding the meeting. Now when you're going to go see those five people, you're going to go see five people that are excited, they're pre-qualified, and you're making money. You're not fooling around.
Yep.
So that's what I'm talking about here. And the other thing is, if you guys take a look at the whole Pathfinder's website, there's nothing more than three clicks deep. I really tried to scale the site so you'd never have to drill any deeper than that. You notice I didn't do pop-down menus and all that stuff. I didn't do, like, when you press one button, three more open. I know that's a more elegant way to do it for those of you that do web design, but I want it to be a hierarchical menu. What that means is when you go from A to B to C, C won't necessarily always go back to A. You'll have to go back to B, back to A. We have a lot of people that are not terribly computer literate, and I wanted everything to be sequential so people didn't get lost roaming around the page. Does that make sense, anybody?
Absolutely.
So some of the stuff on the page is pretty rudimentary in terms of web design, but it's simple because a lot of our users are not terribly proficient users at this point. In the future, we'll be able to do more things. So I think that's about it. Anybody have any last questions or thoughts or comments?
Somebody that's pretty literate with computers, they were more intimidated with the information that NECANN has, and this person that's one of my frontline was just so excited to see this and started using them right away.
Awesome.
And it just made it easy for me to say, hey, they wanted this information, they wanted it on the products, or they wanted it on the company. And I just sent them the e-bytes, and they were very excited.
Awesome. Is this Dora, by the way?
Yes, it is.
Gotcha. That's thank you so much, Roy. I appreciate that a lot. What I've always wanted to do, what I see my role being an upline, is to equip my people for success. It means a lot to me. And I got to tell you guys, for the first time since I've been in NECANN, I actually feel like when I go home to bed at night that I've done everything to equip our people for success. I'll tell you guys right now, and I'm going to say this flat out, anybody that doesn't make it now, it's not at least because of me. you know what I'm saying? We had a sign on our barracks wall at my NCO academy in the Army. It said, let no soldier die because I failed to be a good sergeant. It doesn't say no soldiers are going to pass away. That's what soldiers do. It says don't let them die in a ridiculous capacity. The way I look at our job, and everybody in this call listening is an upline, our job is not to make everybody make it, but our job is to get everybody a chance to make it. And that's what an important thing is to me. It's our job to give everybody an equal chance to become as unequal as possible. It's their job to take the opportunity we give them and run with it. So everybody in this call, own your own business. Every one of you right now has the million-dollar tools to go out and grab it. Every tool is at your fingertips. You guys can absolutely rock. By the way, is anybody sitting in front of the computer still right now?
Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
Type in discovernecan.biz/. This is a test. I'm seeing if it works.
Forward slash.
Backslash. Yeah, the slash that goes from left to right.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a forward slash.
Yeah, okay, there you go. And then type in thermo, thermo.htm. Tell me what happens. Jackie, are you there?
I'm here.
Type in thermo.htm after discovernecan.biz.
Well, I still got your up, so if I can't do that, it'll disconnect me.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe some of you guys can't. If anybody can, let me know if it comes up. If you can't, we'll do it later. But
why don't you do it on yours and show us?
All right. Let me snap up this snazzy thing again. There we go. Okay. Can you guys see my page here?
Yep.
Uh-huh. I'm a terrible typer right now. Actually, I'm going to show you this. I'm not going to put this invite up, but it's on here.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Discovery.
This is so great.
There's a real hottie coming on the video here in a second.
Has anybody told you how awesome you are today?
Oh, jeez. Who's that hot chick?
Amber.
Oh,
whoa.
Awesome.
Jackie Carter.
Jackie.
There's a young Jackie Carter.
That's the short clip of that. That's just
you're
a short clip for you.
Today.
That's just a short clip for you guys to be able to send your prospects. The ordering information is right there, as always, too. If you want to get the actual hard copy, you just click right there. Just go in and grab it. It's all set up, but you've got them in both versions. I'm not going to put an e-vite up for that one. I just put it up to see if it would work. So it's thermo. It'll be up for a little while.
Thank
anyway,
you
guys fired up?
Yes, thank you.
Sure, my pleasure, guys. Just go out and help a lot of people with it. That's all. Just go out and get some people home. Neken's a great company. It deserves a great field force that are out rocking. And I, you guys, I really believe a stay-at-home mom now with no education or a stay-at-home dad with no education could go out and build a Royal Diamond business now because they're equipped. I absolutely believe that. Oh. So, that's that. Anybody have any more questions before I go downstairs and watch the end of the football game?
No, thank you.
Awesome. Next Sunday night, what we're going to do is a very cool call. Would you guys on the live side here, would you guys come back next Sunday and tell us some ways that you guys used all of our snazzy new tools to share Neken with people? Would you guys give a couple examples each? I think that would be a great call next week, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then I also have to ask you guys this question. If you guys want to continue doing the Pathfinders call on the webcast when possible, or if you, we'll talk about that more later, but it seems like the people at home are at, geez, I've got tons of, there's still 90 people on the webcast, and we're 20 minutes over. Let me tell you this. We need to talk if we want to do this more so everybody can do more. We need to have that conversation. So we'll be doing that too, guys. So we can see. Let's see, I'll let you guys see each other finally. Can you guys all see each other now? There's still like 80 people on here. People are dropping off like flies, but I can't believe we're way over. We still got that many folks on. It seems like this might be a tool that might be pretty valuable. So we're going to do some great things. So anyway, guys, we will do this E-Tools training. What do you guys think about doing this E-Tools training every cycle at least once a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because if you're getting new people all the time, I think we should do it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But we heard from the lady who
I think it's going to be really helpful. I think that would be great.
But I heard not only
that. Rick, there was a person that said it helped them after they went to it two or three times. They had to hear the information two or three times before it finally started to click. So having it once every cycle is perfect.
Right on. All right, guys. Well, let's wrap it up. So next week we're going to give live examples. Anybody that wants to come to the live training October 18th, it'll be here in Austin, just let me know. Just email me at MERP77. My own team, of course, knows where it is. And hope you guys enjoyed the evening. I had a great time with you. Bless you all. Thank you. And Jeepers Creepers, we're only 3 weeks away from convention, aren't we?
Night. Night.
All right, guys. We love you dearly. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.